This is a parole hearing for John Bragna, B-R-A-G-N-A. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. His ADC number is 186537. Mr. Bragna is serving 15 years for sexual conduct with attempted sexual conduct with a minor, which was designated a dangerous crime against children. He has an additional count in this conviction of attempted sexual abuse, and for that he received lifetime probation, and therefore he has a detainer from Maricopa County relating to that probation. The hearing today is for general parole, no home arrest, but absolute discharge. Mr. Bragna is 66 years old, and these crimes occurred from November of 1989 to January 1990. He was approximately 36 years old at the time of the crimes. And he was convicted by a plea bargain on April 27th, 2004, and sentenced May 28th, 2004. He did appeal his conviction, but the conviction was upheld in July of 2007. It should be noted that Mr. Bragna has a sentence end date of February 18th, 2019, which is approximately 2 months from now. A little less than 2 months from now, and that Mr. Bragna has waived his appearance before the board today. Mr. Bragna has one letter of support. His prison discipline history was very minimal. He only had three disciplines ever, and none of them were majors. This crime involved sexual abuse of a young girl, his niece, and we have a letter dated December 27th, 2018, from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposing any consideration, parole consideration for Mr. Bragna. However, given the imminent release date, it's almost moot. I did want to note the letter on record, though. And Mr. Bragna did complete some programming while he's in prison, including the sexual offender pretreatment program, some substance abuse classes, and some vocational and life skills classes. His plan upon release is to live with his family and collect his retirement benefits. And there's a letter of support from his wife in the file. At this time, given all the circumstances of this case, I do not see him as a candidate for grant of parole, so I would recommend that we deny parole, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I believe that the Victim Services had a letter. Do you mind checking to see if they had a letter?
Okay.
It was this one on they had a letter. And they wanted to come out right after I knew that it was a
okay.
Thank you. They don't want to do it anymore.
Right, okay.
She just mentioned it earlier this
okay.
morning.
Okay. If he would, if there was a letter,
I forgot to mention it.
It's for Summerlin.
Okay. All right. So at this point, not hearing any input from fellow board members, I will make a motion that we deny. Let me see. I think it's general parole. I cannot find the age of this person.
Yes, general parole, absolute discharge or home arrest.
Here it is. Okay, general parole, absolute discharge or home arrest. But we deny those for Mr. John Bragna, ADC number 186537.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. And the release type denied will be 412A411 home arrest. There's no particular reason to request a set off, although based on the dates of the crime, I will go ahead and recommend a set off in case something happens. Is there any objection to a 1-year set off?
None.
Okay. Reasons for denial. I'm going to say serious and violent offense because it involved children, and serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, multiple victims, as there were two different crimes committed with a prior conviction. Let's see, prior criminal history, I'm going to check. I will not check for institutional behavior and lack of programming. I may check lack of programming because there really is a little bit of programming, but not a lot of sexual offender programming. And he does have a community support system. We have the letter and his intent to be released and live with his wife. Is there any further input on reasons from board members? Hearing none, then I will go ahead and conclude the hearing for Mr. John Bronya, ADC number 186537.